While the battle at the top of the ticket has dominated the news this election cycle, there are several key down-ballot races that could shift the balance of power in Congress.
The majorities in the House and Senate are razor thin. While Republicans in the House have a 5-seat majority, Democrats in the Senate hold on by only 2 seats. All of this could change with several toss-up races come November. Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report with Amy Walter has been tracking all of this very closely and joins us now. Great to see you.
Hello.
Hello.
It's been so long since I've seen you.
A mere minute. So let's start with the Senate, because Cook Political has 4 Senate races listed as toss-ups in this election cycle. That's Montana, Nevada, Michigan, and Ohio. These are all currently Democratic-held seats. So what are you watching here?
What we're seeing is overall, this is the map, and the reality of the map has been that Democrats have to defend many more seats than Republicans overall. And in fact, all of the competitive seats this year, seats that we consider to be competitive, are Democratic-held seats. And as you pointed out, Democrats can really only afford to lose 2 seats. More important, though, it's actually 1 seat if they don't win the presidency. If they lose 1 seat, it's a 50-50 Senate, and a Donald Trump victory would mean that Republicans then have control of the Senate. Coming into this cycle, Democrats knew what the map looked like. They were aware of how challenging this would be, and they had really 3 priorities. One was that they were hoping that Republicans would have bruising, competitive, difficult primaries and would nominate flawed candidates. That hasn't really happened, except for in 1 state, which is Arizona, where a very flawed candidate, Carrie Lake, who lost the race for governor in Arizona last year, is their standard bearer. Many Republicans are basically accepting the fact that that is not a race that they're likely to win. But they still have other places where they feel very good, those 4 being that. The other thing they were hoping is that Joe Biden would be running strong enough to give their candidates an opportunity to build on whatever momentum he had. And so that, of course, has not been happening up until this point.
We'll talk about more on that in just a moment, but let's talk about the House as well, which is where it was moderate Republicans, especially in New York, that were key to helping the
party get
a majority just 2 years ago. A lot of those races are now competitive again.
Yeah.
What's animating those House races that could make it tougher for those Republicans to win?
That's right. So there are 16 Republicans who sit in a district that Joe Biden won. And if you think about the math, right, Democrats only need to win 4 seats. 16 of them are places that Biden already carried. All right, that's pretty easy. Just win some of those over. However, those are not as easy as they look on paper. And what's also challenging for Democrats is they have their own incumbents in 5 of them in states that Trump carried. And this is what we've been having this conversation this entire week about, why the top of the ticket matters and why Biden struggling really matters for these candidates. Because if he is, say, in a district that he carried by 10 or 15 points in 2020, is only winning by 2 or 3 points this time around, well, that sure helps the Republican candidate. It's not as much of an uphill climb as it would be if Biden were getting those same numbers that he got in 2020.
So what does adding J.D. Vance to the Republican ticket, how does that affect down ballot races for Republicans if you have Democrats in some of these races, in the Senate races, overperforming? Does Donald Trump have coattails? Does a Trump-Vance ticket help down ballot?
Well, this has been the most fascinating piece for those of us who are political nerds. The thing that is not lining up right now is the fact that even as Biden is not doing well in these battleground states, or even in the states that are already redder, like Ohio and Montana, but incumbent Democrats are outrunning him by a pretty significant margin. And so the question is whether that can hold for the next 4 months. One reason those Democrats are doing better than Biden, they're doing better with Democratic-leaning groups, younger voters, women, voters of color, than Biden is. The challenge for these down-ballot candidates, why you're hearing so much hand-wringing from them, is that the worry is those voters, traditional Democratic voters, they may like the Democratic candidate, but they don't show up to vote because they don't feel enthusiastic about Biden.
That is Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report with Amy Walter. I feel like we have a lot more to talk about.
I feel like we'll have a couple things to talk
about
later.
We'll see you back here for primetime coverage later tonight as well. Amy,
all right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.